Now, I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Fiona Flavin and Shirley Lockheed. And there is a new camera club in town. And who'd like to talk about it?
We had the chairperson.
Shirley.
It started last September, the camera club, and we kind of started online. And we were kind of asking people, would they be interested in coming along, submitting photographs? And the interest was very, very big. So then we decided that we would have a few meetups, and I got to know people, and we decided to take it from there. So to have meetups, we needed to form a club. So we got our committee about 2 weeks ago together. So I'm chairperson. Treasurer is Maria Robinson and secretary is Claire Nolson. So we're having an information meeting next Tuesday at the 9th of April at 7 p.m. in Cumann na Díne. So what we're asking is for people, if they're interested, to come along. So I have to emphasise that the camera club is for all abilities. So some of our members would have phones. Some of our members have high-tech cameras with lenses. I have a phone, I have a camera as well, but I just love taking photographs. So if anybody is interested to come along to Cumann na Díne next Tuesday night, April 9th at 7 p.m.
Okay, so just say Declan Matthews is interested, Fiona. What do I get on the night? What do you expect on the night?
So I think on the night, what we're going to try and... we have our membership forms. Membership is going to be €50 a year. And through the membership, then, we're affiliated with the SACC, which is the Southern Association for Camera Clubs. And through that, then, there's you're available. You'll have speakers and you'll have lecturers. Mm. You'll have judges available to competitions. There's lots of... You can go really far with these affiliations. You can go to your fellowship and associateship and different things like that. Or you can just enjoy learning more kind of within our own group and stuff as well. And we're just hoping that people who have kind of been with us in September will just say how they've improved, I think, mm-hmm. as well. Because mm-hmm. we have professional photographers who come out in our meetups with us and give us the most amazing hints and tips. And I think as well, one of the best things was one of the photographers was so happy he came out. He was like, you know, I thought I photographed the town to the limit. But he said he came out with people who weren't used to doing it, showed them what to do, and then he could see different things. And he was shooting, you know, he said, shot stuff that he'd never shot before, kind of. So he really enjoyed it as well and got a lot out of it.
Yeah, I love the idea that people with phones can do it because you always feel a camera club is going to be a little bit elitist. It's going to be people with a mile long lenses
and that sort of stuff. We have them as well, and they're so forthcoming with their information. There's no gatekeeping. There's no turning your nose up at anybody that's using a camera. Mm-hmm. We have two members who just have their phones and are more than happy to come along with us. There was a lady came, forgot her camera and stayed with us and had a chat and, you know, just enjoyed it. Kind of her time with us and stuff, you know, it was great.
And in learning, is it learning from each other?
Yes. 100%, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the photographers, he was fantastic when I went out on the shoot and he was watching me and he said, watching what I was seeing and what I was taking photographs of, and he said, you have a great eye. Why are you not using your camera? Because I had the camera around my neck, but I'm more comfortable with the phone until I learn the camera a little bit better and how to use the camera. So mine is a very basic camera. He had all the equipment and I wasn't put off. He actually spent time with me and was showing me, you know, shots. So I think we're a very friendly group. Mm. We're a very friendly group.
Mm. Okay. If I take my photographs on the camera, on my camera, on my phone, we'll say, right, how do I display them on the night, TE? Is it just by looking at the thing or do you screen them up or what do you do with that?
So Tuesday is going to be our first official kind of open meeting. We have a Facebook page. We have a private Facebook page for people who maybe aren't very comfortable with it. And it's just your camera club. You can share them that way. As you go forward, there will be probably, if you want to do competitions, you'll probably be printing your own. There's printing here in Yall. Edgar Reid is printing. There's printing in Dungarvan as well. Probably an 8x6 kind of photo. And then people can, you know, you have little competitions within your group and stuff as well. And, you know, so we probably do have digital display. It's not something we've gone through fully yet.
Yeah.
But it will, you know, there'll be both. You can do digital display and you can do physical printing as well.
Now, again, another question. Mm-hmm. Sorry for all the hard questions, but that's what you're in here for.
No, we're delighted, yeah.
Do each sort of have a special area that you prefer? You know what I mean? A portrait or a sea scene or whatever scene. Yeah.
We've a lot of nature lovers.
Yeah, an awful lot. And personally, it's landscapes with me. Yeah. It always was. I live in Middleton. So behind my house is actually tidal. And that can change from hour to hour. You have different, the light is different. And I love when I walk my dog, just snapping photographs. And the Ballyannan Woods is literally 5-10 minutes away from me. And I love going down there. That would be my personal preference. But
yeah, there's a lot of, we've had a good few discussions on the legislation or laws around photographing, you know, street photography and stuff, because we have one gentleman, he loves it, but he knows, like, if you're very obviously in the street taking photos, you can share those photos, but that's something he really enjoys then as well. Yeah, lots of different stuff.
What would you specialise in, Fiona?
Me? I don't know. Non-blurry. wildlife, I think. Yeah. When they stay still for me.
Right, let's say where people can sort of come along. Again, let's do that.
Come in Adina, 7 p.m. next Tuesday night, the 9th of April.
Lovely. And people just turn up and have a chat.
Yeah, and if you can't turn up in the night, email us or contact us on Facebook and we'll get you in. You know.
And give us that email address, Fiona, will you?
So it's yallcameraclub@gmail.com.
Oh, that's easy. Even I could remember that. yallcameraclub@gmail.com.
It is over 18s. I think we should just probably say that. 18 and over.
Yeah. That's fine.
So if you have a phone, there's no problem. Come along with your phone and learn to use the phone as well.
No, because you do see some people who take amazing shots with their phones.
They
you know?
Do.
And then you're always wondering, what sort of phone is that? And you find out it's the same phone as you have. Yep. So why are they able to do that? Yeah. And I'm not able to do that.
Edgar Reed says all the time,
it's not what you have in your hand.
It's the person behind the lens.
Yeah. That's what you have in your hand.
Maybe that's the problem, so Fiona. Thanks for that. So that's New Camera Club starting in Yall. And it has started since last September at the open meeting in Cumann na Díonna on April the 9th. And that's at 7 p.m. and all are welcome.
Yes.
And so Fiona Flavin and Shirley Lockheed, thanks a million for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.